working overtime right here on Biz Talk. We're so glad to be with you this Saturday morning. We're talking biz right here on the radio. We want to welcome you to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. And I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Tony. And we got a great show for you this morning, even though we may not have a guest. We may not have, I say may because we're holding our breath.
There's still a possibility.
But anyway, whether we do or not, we're going to invite you to call us and talk to us this morning. This show is all about business. We talk survival tips. We talk about empowerment strategies, startup advice, marketing tips, accounting and tax tips, sales techniques. We talk about cash flow, management issues, just all over the board about business. And many of our guests on the show include people like business authors, business experts, attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, and on and on and on, bankers, consultants, and hard-working entrepreneurs like yourselves and would-be entrepreneurs. Maybe you're not in business yet, but maybe you're contemplating making that leap, and this is a show to listen to, and you can give us a call anytime throughout the show. I will be given the phone numbers in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, I want to quickly, for those of you just joining us that might not know who brings you the show or what the show is all about, I'm going to ask Tony to tell us a little bit about the SCORE chapter here in Fox.
You bet, Jim. Thanks. The show is produced each week by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. The SCORE chapter has about 60 volunteer counselors from various business disciplines, IT, legal, accounting, banking, HR, manufacturing, retail, franchise. If you're interested in starting a business or growing a business in any area that you have a question on, contact the SCORE chapter. Those 60 counselors range from Appleton all the way down through Fond du Lac. We service eight counties. There are SCORE chapters in Oshkosh, that's part of ours, Green Bay, which is an independent chapter. So as a resource that's free and very helpful and meaningful, SCORE is a great resource. You can reach SCORE or learn more about it at scorefoxcities.com. Go to the website, scorefoxcities.com, and you can actually fill out an application and a request for counseling right online. The SCORE chapter produces the show, and the show is sponsored by several corporate sponsors throughout the Valley, and we really appreciate their sponsorship. Those sponsors include Associated Bank, if you're looking for some banking needs, full-service business banking, family banking, trust services. Associated Bank is a great place to go. Another great sponsor we appreciate, and now his season is a little bit relaxed, is Kurt Haling at Alberts and Haling CPAs. Since April 15th is over with, he's probably out golfing right now.
Hope not. He's got to do my taxes.
Or maybe he should have had them done, but maybe he's riding his horses. Anyway, Alberts and Haling is a great CPA firm for small businesses, mid-sized businesses, and for the individuals, too. Another great sponsor we appreciate is Epiphany Law. Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff over there focus only on business law. They don't get involved in any divorce or personal injury situations. And our last sponsor is the Venture Center. Amy Peach, the executive director, through the eSeed program, does a great job of teaching students how to develop business plans to help them succeed in their business. And we want to give a special mention to the Business News, because the Business News promotes our program in their biweekly periodical. We promote them on the air. And if you really do want to get a good newspaper with business information in it, subscribe for $18 a year. The Business News is
all
great.
It's all business. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I was going to mention, because of the listeners out there, you know, we're streaming on the Internet.
Yes.
And I've been getting questions from different parts of the country. So people are finding the show out there on the Internet. If you happen to be outside of the area that we're broadcasting in, you can find SCORE at score.org. That's a national website for SCORE.
Right.
And for those that may not know, SCORE is, I think, what, 14,000 all volunteers?
Yeah, it's just under 400 chapters around the country. Yeah. So no matter where you go in the country, there's going to be a SCORE chapter
right
on there for you.
Right.
And we're affiliated with the SBA. The Small Business Administration is actually an organization that we are a derivative
right
of.
Right.
And we are certified as technical advisors for people who have SBA loans on the books at the bank. We'll talk a little bit about financing in the show today.
Okay. Okay, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll be back, and I'm going to give out the phone numbers, and I got a giveaway for you this morning. So you're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
You under my skin, I've got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart, you're really a part of me.
Sing it, Frankie. Yeah, that's a way to carry it off. All right. Is that Sinatra? I don't think so. Anyway, we are talking biz. We're back here on Biz Talk. We're so glad you could join us this morning because we want to try to see if we can get a few phone calls. And if I give out the phone number and I give out a little giveaway, usually that will jumpstart things. Mm. And I got a good giveaway. We're still giving away these books. And these books are going over very popular. I had a few callbacks from people that said, mm-hmm. thank you ever so much. They mm-hmm. got a lot out of it. Good. So the book is called Speaking of Success, and it's co-written by Ken Blanchard, Jack Canfield, if you remember the book Chicken Soup for the Soul. He was one of the co-authors. Patricia Clayson was one of the speakers at our October 1st last year event. And, of course, Dr. Stephen Covey, who wrote the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. Each one of those authors had a contribution to this book. And I'll be glad to give you a copy of this, folks. If you call us this morning, you can reach us in Appleton at 281-1150. Very simple, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, you can dial 866-887-1150. And we will get you right on the air. And if you call us, we're going to send you one of these books. So, Tony, we got a couple of announcements.
We do, Jim. Yeah. Some things going on in the community to help the entrepreneurs. There's a group out there called, Entrepreneurs Anonymous. Mm-hmm. It's a monthly discussion group that consists of entrepreneurs and business owners, and they discuss hot business topics, right. Meaningful stuff. This right. month's topic is creating a buzz through free publicity. So if you're looking for ways to generate some free publicity for your business... Sure. You should join the group on April 27th mm-hmm. at 5 p.m. at the Route 15 Bar and Beer Garden out on Highway 15 mm-hmm. west of Appleton. The guest this week, the business owner, is Dave Willems of Willems Marketing. He's going to kick off the session with some key points to consider and then open it up for group discussion. Now, Dave Willems is a really good marketing guy, and he's very... discussion-oriented. Yeah. He doesn't just get up and preach. So if you're a business owner and you're thinking about if you're owning your own business or you want to improve your business and grow your firm, join the group on April 27th at 5 o'clock at Route 15. $10 fee. Contact Epiphany Law at 996-0000 to register.
Easy number.
Again, 996-0000 to register. That's going to be a good one. Another one coming up. Got a frog in my throat. Uh-oh. Sorry.
No, the frog has got a man sitting outside.
There you go. There you go. Another one coming up on the same day, by the way, April 27th, is the SCORE chapter and the Small Business Development Center out of Oshkosh are co-sponsoring an event on April 27th at the Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce from 6 until 8 p.m., $35 per person. It's how to use social media marketing to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you got, too bad these aren't
two separate
nights.
Oh, these are great. Yeah. This is good stuff. Yeah.
But this two-hour workshop will look at the practical application of tweeters and new social networks like LinkedIn's and things, mm-hmm. and how to create sales and search engine optimization to market a business.
And when is that again?
This is the same night, April 27th, 6 to 8. Okay. And this one's at the Heart of the Valley, and it's $35.
Oh.
And you can contact the chamber at the Heart of the Valley. I don't have a phone number for them, unfortunately, mm-hmm. but just call them at the Heart of the Chamber, Heart of the Valley Chamber of Commerce, yep. to register for this session.
Good deal. Some good stuff.
It is.
Actually, the social networking is really on the cusp of what a lot of people are diving into. And every day I hear everybody that, I got my Facebook page and I got my this. And but small business people, you know.
Right.
So
right.
They're doing it with that. Anyway, we got a... Actually, we had scheduled a guest this morning, and we don't have the guest. So
right.
we're going to go on with the show with or without a guest. And what this does is it opens up
the show
for discussion. Yeah, we're looking to hear from you. So if you have a business question, you've been sitting on the fence, you hear us interviewing people, you don't always feel like jumping in. Well, this morning it's wide open.
Any topic.
You can give us a call right here. 281-1150 if you're in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, it's easy enough to call us at 866-887-1150 on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. And again, if they call in, I'd love to get you one of these books. So I've been sending them off
every
week.
It's a good read. Very good read.
And what Tony and I, Tony's background is, you've been, 30 years in banking? Close
banking.
To it, anyway.
Banking, 30 years in banking, and now I'm in my eighth year running Priora.
So. Your own business.
Right.
So, you're a banker that's learned about firsthand entrepreneurship.
Right. I have. It's been a lot of fun, believe me.
You dove into the water. But,
it's a lot of fun.
You know, in your years of banking, one of the things we keep hearing, you hear it, I hear it, everybody seems to be buzzing, that banks talk about making SBA loans. And
yes.
they talk about being able to put money on the street, but people are still finding it's not happening that way.
Times are really different right now, Jim, as you know, and you were in the mortgage business, so things have really turned around over the last 3 or 4 years.
Really,
it's a good thing because we're getting back to the basics and we're lending money. Banks are lending money more based on the quality of the loan, not just because they want to build a lot of loans in a portfolio or make a lot of money on the loans. But the business owner who goes to the bank to borrow money needs to realize that they're not just a customer at the bank, they're an asset to the bank. And if they're a good quality asset, the bank will want to keep them. And the better quality asset they are, the more banks will want to bank with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts the business owner in a good position to negotiate with lenders. Now, how do they achieve that? They achieve that by basically developing a good business plan and understanding their cash flow.
Mm-hmm. We got a caller here.
We do, Jim.
Yeah.
Good morning, Joel. You on the line with us?
Good morning. I got a question in regards to taxes and startup costs for a business that... I'm looking to start.
Yep.
And I don't have any revenues yet. So I was wondering, do I capture those on a Schedule C, or is it better to capture them? Can I capture them on a Schedule A?
In terms of the taxes and startup costs, Joel, when you refer to capturing something on your tax return, can you be a little more specific on that?
It would be the cost to for attorney fees and accounting to set up books and my... I had an LLC, So it would be the legal expenses.
Okay, are you going to be forming an LLC here, is what, the, what you
correct.
Just said?
Single person LLC.
Okay, then you'd probably use a Schedule C on your tax return.
A C?
Yes, a Charlie. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And even though I don't have revenues started...
Right. You have expense, though. And,
right.
Yeah,
correct.
Capital expense.
Because through
yeah.
the LLC, the IRS does not recognize an LLC as a taxable entity. It doesn't exist to them. So if I have an LLC, so when I file my taxes, I have to file my taxes either as a sub-S corporation or personally as a sole proprietor, and that's where the expenses would flow through to benefit you.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, you said something about startup. Did you mention startup costs? Or is that basically what you're talking about, putting on your tax return all your startup costs?
Just my startup costs. I started it in November.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also, you want to don't just take our advice for this, Joe. If you do have a tax guy, you're
right.
gal, you want to check with them, too.
Do you have, I was going to just, if you don't have anybody, Kurt Haling is a good guy, to because he doesn't charge for the initial consultation.
Okay.
And it might be good to sit down and just have a conversation with Kurt.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. Good luck.
Thanks for the call. All right. Once again, if you want to give us a call this morning, 281-1150 in Appleton. And outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
Okay, we are talking biz. You're back here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush. Yeah,
I like that music. That
stuff hits home. Hey, we got a caller on the line. We got Katie with us this morning. Katie, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm still here yet.
Good morning, Katie. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. How about you?
I'm better than I deserve. Much better.
All right.
So fire away. We're all ready for you.
Okay, my question is, I have two sisters, and we inherited a business and that, and say we don't get along with an LLP. How hard is it to resolve that LLP?
Wait, say that again. You don't get along with your LLP.
I mean, if there's disagreement among the owners.
Okay, all right. Okay, I got you. A family squabble, as it were. Is that what you're...
I'm going to shut off my phone and listen to your answer on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Katie.
Okay.
Well, resolving disputes when there are two or more owners in a business is easier with three than it is with two, because if it's two and it's 50-50 ownership,
the third one can be the mediator.
You're a stalemate.
Yeah.
So with a three ownership, it can be two against one or two to one or something like that.
Right.
Now, a lot of it also depends on how the operating agreement is written for the limited liability partnership or the limited liability corporation or the corporation.
Right.
Hopefully, there's an agreement that states how disputes will be resolved. Usually, when people are putting these things together, they're on a honeymoon. Everything works. They agree. They can work things out. And they develop an agree on a formula that will be used to dissolve the company. In this case, in Katie's situation, they inherited a business.
Sure.
And so I don't know. They should take a look at the LLP operating agreement.
If there's one in place.
If there's one in place.
Yeah.
If there isn't one in place, that would be unfortunate, but there should be something that designates three siblings, each owning a third, or it's 40-40-20, mm-hmm. or some distribution. But if there continues to be issues there, I would recommend that they give Epiphany Law a call at 996-0000. And Jim, you know, because Kevin has said this many times, if you take him to lunch, he'll talk for an hour.
Yes, he will.
To buy lunch. But, Katie, you might get some good guidance if you contact Kevin Eisman over at Epiphany Law at 996-0000.
And if you'd like to, if you want to give our SCORE chapter a call, you can call. You can go online at scorefoxcities.com and basically fill out a request for counseling. And ultimately, we may wind up sending, you know, referring her over to a business attorney.
Anyway. And we have people in the chapter who have been experienced in that type of thing, too, so state your purpose for receiving SCORE counseling, and it's free.
But the question that Katie brings up is one that's very common. We see it all the time as SCORE counselors. And people, just like you said, Tony, when you start out from the starting post, in some cases starting a business, in their case, they inherited a business.
Right.
Everything is rosy. Everybody's happy. Everybody gets along, just like marriages.
It should.
And then when things start turning ugly and going south in the relationship, and there's nothing spelled out anywhere to determine how to resolve disputes, it can get very sticky and very messy to try to resolve things.
And one of the key principles, I think, Jim, in support of your point there, is that if business owners... two or more.
Right.
They need to have a sound business plan, and they need to be able to understand how that business plan is going to unfold as they go forward with the business. And then they need to measure the actual performance against the plan every month.
Right.
Now, by doing that, they accomplish a number of things. The first thing they accomplish is they begin to understand every day how their daily decisions impact the cash flow of their company. You want to do that. You want to get to the point where you know what the cost of the company is going to be if I buy that equipment or hire this person or start the marketing program. The second thing it does, and this is important, is the business plan and the monthly review becomes a factual basis for discussing the performance of the company.
Mm-hmm.
We're still going to have emotion in there, but now we have a stronger presence of a factual discussion, which helps keep everybody on track.
Right.
It's very important to do a business plan. And as you said, have an understanding of how disputes can be resolved. Do that ahead of time.
Well, that's the total prerequisite when you start the business.
Exactly.
Is always make sure as you're forming an LLP, and some people think by just forming the LLC, it's a done deal. The operating agreement is the important part. Yeah.
You're right. There are two parts. You have to form the entity, which is the LLC.
Right.
Now, what are the rules that it's going to play by?
Right.
That's the operating
agreement. The game rules, exactly.
That's right.
Okay, if you want to give us a call, we got an open show this morning. We can take your calls. We look forward to hearing from you. 281-1150 if you're in Appleton. If you are outside of the Appleton area, call us direct at 866-887-1150, and we will get you a copy of Speaking of Success just for calling in this morning and talking biz a little bit. We started talking a little bit about, a while ago about the banking issues and how banks... I think one of the toughest things for any entrepreneur, anybody starting out, is dealing with banks to begin with.
Right.
They feel that banks are very, very...
difficult.
And filled with bureaucracy. You know, there's layers of bureaucracy, and there probably is some truth to that. But there are people, too.
There is.
Yeah.
There is truth to it, and it is because that the banking industry is one of the most highly regulated industries in the country.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason for that is, you and I take our money and we put it in our savings account and we put it in our checking account. Well, the bankers will take everybody's checking account money and saving money, turn around and lend it out to folks for car loans and business loans and home loans and toys and vacations. They lend it out. They have to have a system to securely recover that money to protect the depositors. Anytime you have depositor money being loaned out, you're going to have state and federal regulators coming in, making sure that the bank management team is doing their job.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, and a lot of listeners know, throughout the years, there have been some abuses of that. And the depositors get hurt, but the FDIC steps in and insures the depositors. Who really gets hurt are the good business people whose loans are jeopardized because somebody else wasn't doing what they should be doing. So the whole point of going to the bank to borrow money is understand this point. You're an asset to the bank. You're not just a customer. So if you want to get good loan terms and you want to get the loan and you want to keep a good relationship with your banker, do a good business plan, share it with the lender, and keep it current and communicate with the lender on a regular basis.
Well, I think another thing that factors into the bank relationship with consumers is the bank, you mentioned the regulations, there's examiners looking at why did they put the loan on the books. And that examiner may come in and start to really...
Criticize it.
To start taking that loan apart. And why did you make the loan?
And whatever the business owner can do to prepare a meaningful business plan, and they get business plans, business people can go to the eSeed program. They also have the Proceed program for folks who've been in business for a while to take them to the next level.
Over
at the Venture Center, you've got the eSeed and the Proceed. Those are two good sources. Another good source is Contact Score. Contact the Score chapter here in Appleton and get some guidance as to what sort of conditions or terms do we have to have available to present to the bank. The Score counselors work with people almost every day on that, and so it's a free source. But if the business owner has a good plan and the banker understands the business plan, things should go well.
I think most bankers will send people to Score.
And the other thing to remember, Jim, is, they'll send them to Score, but if a banker sees a good business plan, they're going to do everything they can to fund
the loan.
To get
it done,
Because that's how the bankers make their money. They make their money by lending money out. And the business owner should also take their business plan to five banks. And walk into the bank, and here's what you say to the banker, Jim. Mr. Banker, Mrs. Banker, I'd like you to review my business plan, and I'd like you to give me a proposal on how to fund it. How long will it take you to get back to me? And really, then you're putting the...
a little bit of a time frame on it.
You're putting a time frame on it, and you're asking the business owner or the business lender to understand the plan, call you with any questions, but they're coming back to you with a proposal. Yes, you're going in requesting to borrow money, but they're going to propose to you how they're going to lend it to you. What are the terms? And if you've done a good job as a business owner, that's the position you want to be in. In the home mortgage business, there's an ad on TV that says LendingTree.com. When bankers compete, you win. Same thing in business lending.
Well, you've had experience with Score clients. In fact, there's one that... just recently that I became aware of that was got her bank loan and you helped her prepare to position herself before she went into the bank. So I'd strongly advise anybody out there before they make that move, and people are somewhat apprehensive heading to the banks. Do your homework, a due diligence. Come to Score. Maybe somebody like Tony Bush, sit down and talk about it. You can
And here's a principle that a lot of folks need to rethink a bit. A bank will say to you, a business owner, if you're profitable, I'll make you the loan. So you're showing a profit.
How do I get profitable if I don't have my business up and running yet?
But even if you do have it up and running, and it's kind of borderline losing money, making money, losing money, making money, you show some good profits and I'll make you the loan. What the banker is really saying to you is, if your cash flow is strong, I'll make you the loan. And believe me, Jim, there's a difference between cash flow and profit. Cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow.
Well, and with cash flow, you can service the debt on the loan.
Yes. Without other obligations.
Yeah, if the cash flow is weak, they know you can't. It's questionable whether you're going to be able to service the debt on the loan.
Exactly.
Just even if you have your own resources sitting there, they don't want you pulling out your resources to make make payments.
When a banker makes a loan, they look at three C's of credit. Mm-hmm. They look at the character of the individual who owns the company or the team. How capable are they? Are they getting along with each other?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a good business plan?
Right.
Do they make good decisions? Are they experienced? Yeah. Is there bench depth? That's all character.
Sure.
Then they look at capacity or cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
What is the cash flow like? Do they have the capacity to pay the loan back?
Mm-hmm.
Can they meet their other obligations too? Do they have enough cash to grow their company and pay their loans back? How does that look? What's that cash flow look like? And that's how they pay the loan back. The banker wants it paid back with cash flow.
Yep.
Then the third C is collateral. So if the business owner has a hiccup and the cash flow is interrupted and can't pay the bank loan back with cash flow, the bank will turn to the collateral and liquidate the collateral to pay the loan back.
Right.
So in that order, the business lender will look at the loan request and say, what's the character like? What is the cash flow like? And what is the collateral coverage like?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to introduce a new theme here, and we've talked about it in the past, but the SBA, the Small Business Administration.
Right.
They're very active today. And the SBA is not allowed to turn a loan down because of a lack of collateral.
Interesting, yeah.
If there's a lack of collateral, the SBA is not allowed to turn it down. What they will do is they'll look a little bit more closely at cash flow and make sure that it's really solid.
Mm-hmm.
And the banker and a lot of the lenders in the Valley here, they're all familiar with SBA loans. If any business owner is looking to start or expand a business, they should certainly look at an SBA guaranteed loan. Now, recently we've heard about the government's bailout funds are paying the fees for the SBA loans. So if the business owner gets an SBA guaranteed loan from the bank, Uncle Sam is going to pay the fees for that SBA guarantee. That doesn't go to the bank. That goes to the SBA, that fee.
Right, right.
But that free ride is going to end April 30th.
Mm-hmm.
It's been extended two or three times in the last four or five months.
Right.
And it may get extended again. But even if you have to pay the guarantee fee as a business owner, take the guarantee. Because it puts the bank in a position where there's only, if it's a $100,000 loan, the bank really only has $25,000 at risk because Uncle Sam will guarantee it.
Well,
but what that means is if the business fails, the business owner has to pay Uncle Sam back and the bank.
Right.
A lot of business people think, well, they got a guarantee, I only have to pay the $25,000 back.
Yes, yep.
No, you still owe the whole $100,000.
Right.
It's 25
Two different entities, though.
Correct. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, one of the things people should understand, too, is if it's a startup business, it's almost a foregone conclusion that the bank's not going to make that loan without the SBA's participation in it.
Right. And a lot of banks today have on their rules right now, we're not going to do startups.
Banks, that's
kind of sad.
It is. and that's what I think our people are experiencing.
But what you hit on is if the SBA is willing to guarantee it, that opens a little door that the bank can go ahead and now consider the loan.
Right, right.
So it depends on your business plan. You have to have a quality business plan. There's no shortcuts. And like people who go through the ECEED program to develop the business plan, that's 12 or 15 weeks.
Sure, sure.
They are exposed to things they never thought they might be exposed to when they're in business. They haven't started it yet. They're thinking about going into business.
Right.
But they get exposed to so many things in that class. At the end of the class, they come to making a decision. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start the business. I'm not going to start the business.
Right.
In either case, it's a success.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good conclusion.
It's a success.
And one of the things in dealing with the SBA and getting that first loan is if a bank is an SBA lender, preferred lender, they call them. Some applicants think, well, the bank can make the loan without the SBA having to give them permission because they're a preferred lender.
That's right.
But if too many loans go bad from that particular lending institution, the SBA is going to start to look at them and say, you're losing your status
as
a preferred lender.
Yeah. Exactly. The PLP status, they call it, is an efficiency because if the next step down is certified lender or CLP, then the one below that is the regular SBA guaranteed lender. The higher in the chain the lender is, the quicker they can get the guarantee applied to the loan. A CLP lender right. usually gets the guarantee within 3 to 5 days. But you're right. Just because it's PLP doesn't mean that the bank is going to shirk its responsibility. They're still going to do a quality loan.
Let's talk a little bit about non-bank financing.
Yes.
We get into private investment money. Why don't we take a can we take a quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll
Let's
dig do, into that.
Let's do that.
Stay with us here on Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. And Epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Okay, that's life.
That's life.
Good life.
You know, when we just left talking about banking, and now we're that's a good song come back in, because sometimes when businesses fail, that's life, pal.
That's life.
That's the way
every
it goes.
Day. Every day.
You get knocked down, you get up again, you get back in the game, and that's what it's kind of like in business. But we were going to talk a little bit about non-banking, and of course, the first thing people think about is grants.
Right.
They seem to believe that there's grant money out there. Matthew Lesko, I haven't seen him for a while. I don't know if he's still...
a funny suit.
But that's, you know, and people come to us at the Score Chapter all the time wanting to know, is there a grant for me to start my hamburger joint?
Well, there are grants available for some businesses, and they're usually municipal or state-type grants. Department of Commerce, right. Wisconsin Department of Commerce is a good place to go. Google Department of Commerce and search down into the grant area. If you're dealing with an energy-type industry or possibly a medical type industry.
Biotech or something in that. Yeah.
Maybe even technology like computers or software or something.
Sure. Yeah.
And usually those types of grants require a lot of preparation, and the amount of the grant is predicated based on the number of jobs that are going to be created.
Right.
The ratio might be $10,000 or $20,000 per job. So it isn't a lot of money if someone is needing $100,000. Are you going to create 5 or 10 jobs?
Mm-hmm.
Most times companies aren't doing that, not the smaller ones.
Right. Well, there's also angel investors on that website, too, that they can find in the state that participate.
And angel investors, again, will require a pretty well-prepared business plan. Mm-hmm. Angel investors are interested in investing in your company for maybe up to 5 years, and then they'd like to get out.
Right.
They'd like to see an exit plan. They're not going to want to take over the company.
That should be in the business plan.
And they'll work with you.
Yeah.
They'll work with you to help you manage the company and grow it. But you need to have something that's going to grow quickly, because the rates of return for the angel investors and the venture capitalists can range between a low side 15 or 20% return on up.
Well, angel investors, too, are usually people that have business experience, much business experience.
Are.
And that's why
they
believe in entrepreneurship.
They know the kind of questions they ask.
Yeah.
And entrepreneurs can learn from them.
Yeah.
It's because they've been through the park. They've had their education. I always say, Jim, we make decisions every day. We don't want to make any mistakes. In fact, we want to keep our tuition as low as possible.
There you go. Hey, if you want to give us a call, 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. I think we're coming down the stretch here.
There is a, yes, we are. And there's another good source for folks to consider.
Mm-hmm.
It's called WBIC, W-W-B-I-C, Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation. They're headquartered down in Milwaukee. They service the Milwaukee-Madison zone of Wisconsin, and they're coming north. There are companies up here who have contacted WBIC.
Mm-hmm.
Google it, WWBIC, and you'll get their address, email address.
Mm-hmm.
You can explore what the services they offer. They have an application right online, and you can pursue that.
Yeah.
They'll lend up to $100,000. The rates of interest are a little bit higher. Today it might be 9 or 10%. But they're willing to take that little extra risk that a bank won't take because they're not a bank.
Right.
They get funded from non-bank depositor sources.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're able to make loans that a bank wouldn't typically make.
And it's geared toward
small
women.
Business. No.
Yeah. No.
It says Wisconsin women. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
Men can do that, too.
Okay.
They can go there, too. It's not... They're open market.
Good. Glad. All right. Okay.
It's not gender specific.
Okay.
But they do measure the quality of the business plan, and they want people to succeed. Now, these are the types of groups, the smaller ones.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your accounting firm.
Mm-hmm.
The accountants generally are a clearinghouse for people who need business accounting services, but also for business owners or people who have more money. And they'll go to their accountant and say, do you know of any small businesses I could invest
in? Sure, right.
So your accounting firm is the source. Your attorney might be a resource.
Mm-hmm.
Your banker may be a resource. You can go to the WBIC, go to the Department of Commerce, consider SBA financing for your business loans. There are quite a few meaningful, fruitful resources to use, but the business owner needs to have a good business plan.
And then there's friends, family, and fools.
That's friends, family, and fools. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're coming down to about the last 2 minutes, so who does the business tip, Tony?
Let's each do one.
All right.
I'll start. You ask the question, so I'm ready with one, and while I'm talking, you can think of one.
Okay.
My business tip for the week, for this show, would be for those who are out there, remember that cash flow generates profit. Profit does not generate cash flow. And if you understand the cash flow of your business well enough so that you can appreciate the impact of your daily decisions on the cash flow of your company, you'll do much better.
And mine is for those people out there, like Katie, our caller earlier in the show, if you're starting a business, or inherit a business, you have to get game rules in place, just like anything that you do in life. Because if somebody wants to leave, who decides who owns what? where do the assets of the business go? It's complete helter-skelter.
And one more biz tip, because we've got maybe 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah,
if you have any questions about your business, whether you inherit a business, you own a business, you want to grow your business, a good biz tip would be to contact SCORE at scorefoxcities.com.
And if you do that, say hi to Bill Francis for us.
And the folks at SCORE, generally, if they don't know the answer, we will get another SCORE counselor. But a lot of SCORE counselors have networks of their own, other people that... You open a door to a whole network of assistance.
That's BizTalk. Hey, we got by this show with without help. And we'll be back next Saturday morning. Stay with us. We'll see you a week from today.